I don't get an awful lot of time to do very much at the moment, what with one thing and another. So I'm taking the opportunity while I do have the time to do an audio boo. No real idea what I should talk about. So many things occur to me during the day that I want to talk about, but then, by the time it gets to the end of the day, I forget them. Okay, firstly, I could do without United Airlines sending me cheap offers on plane tickets to the US, really. We're frequent flyers of the United, and they tempt us by sending these little things saying, oh, you could go to New York for £299, or you could go do this, or you could go and do that. Now is not the time. Thank you. We're supposed to be doing sensible things like writing our lists and checking them twice, and all that kind of good stuff. So last night we saw Regina Spektor at the O2, and it was terrific, actually, in a way that I hadn't anticipated. It's always nice when a gig is better than you think it will be. And actually, it really was. It was better than I thought. Last time we saw her, it felt like she was really going through the motions. And it kind of coincided with when she got famous. The first time we saw her, she played to a very small room, and she wasn't that well known, and she, I guess, not terribly famous, and she was good, really good. And so we went to see her again, and the second time was really disappointing. Last night was again really good. And the really bizarre thing, the thing that we've noticed about Regina that we've never seen with any other artist, is that all the fans, all the kids that were there to see her, because most of them were very young, certainly young enough to be my children, were really keen and excited and singing along to all the new songs off the new record. Generally, at gigs, everyone's like, all right already with the new ones, give us the greatest hits. But bizarrely, they all got terribly, terribly excited for the new songs, and they all sang along and they all knew the words. And bizarrely, when we went to see her before, when she was promoting Begin to Hope, do you think? Was it Begin to Hope? Yeah, it was. We went to see her last time. Exactly the same thing happened. Whereas Matt and I were like, yeah, whatever, do us some Soviet kitsch. Anyway, and the other thing was she introduced a song. Oh, that's Tree just signing in. Last night as one of the old songs, and it was one of the songs that, we got to know her through, and I guess it means, I can't believe it's an old song, really. But I guess it was probably 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Anyway, good, really good gig, really enjoyed it, really good show. She had a violinist and a cellist and a drummer and did all sorts of things, and a really, really good, entertaining show. Too expensive at £22.50 a ticket, but a really, really good gig. And on Friday night, we're going to go and see the lovely, the wonderful, the amazing Kevin Devine at Birmingham O2 Academy 3, which is a very small room. We've not been to that room yet, but really, really looking forward to seeing him, and particularly as I really, really, really like the record that he's touring at the moment, which is a record called Brother's Blood. And if you've heard me tweet before, or you've read my tweets, then you know how much I love that record. It is one of my top five records of the year. It is a terrific, terrific record. And the title track, Brother's Blood, is amazing. And actually, even if you've been in my car recently, you will know that how much I like that record. And I think I, in fact, made us play it driving through California with Nadine and Michael in the car as well, probably. So even they, people all the way over in Mountain View who've been in the car with me, know how much I love that record. Anyway, so really looking forward to see that. We've seen that tour twice already this year, once in Portland, Oregon, at the Hawthorne Theatre, secondly at the Hare and Hounds in Moseley, both of those very salubrious locations, and next time at the O3 room. Very exciting. Yeah, so two gigs this week, which makes it sound like we've got a life. Well, I've got a life, which patently isn't true, because when I'm not working, I'm sleeping. Anyway, it's 9 o'clock. I'm going to go up and get ready for bed in a minute.